And now it's time for the Wildside News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith. Good news on the environmental front seems to be growing rarer, much like many of the plants and animals we care about which add the wonder to our mix. But rarer indeed is the story we are about to tell today. And it's not good news. It's fantastic news. One of America's rarest birds, believed extinct by most accounts, has been rediscovered. And today, we hear it from the source, from the director of the Cornell Laboratory of Anthropology. It's a mystery with a bit of miracle mixed in. When we return to your Voice of the Earth here on the Wildside News. Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
And welcome back to our birding life lists, the possibility of adding one of our nation's most amazing birds. In a bit, we are going to hear the story, a most amazing story indeed, of the rediscovery of a single bird species, the legendary ivory-billed woodpecker, which has not been seen anywhere for over 60 years. But today, you will hear Dr. John Fitzpatrick, director of the Cornell Laboratory of Anthropology in Ithaca, New York, who was personally involved in the quest to prove the existence of this bird of legend, the ivory-billed woodpecker. This is so much more than a story about nature. It is a story of luck, wild luck, that is still unfolding. We cover this breaking news feature in segments 2 and 3 of today's show. Following the news, you know, summer is coming. The days are lengthening, the winds are warming, trails are greening up, and so it's time to think about a good getaway into the wild. Well, I came across a wonderful new bit of gear. It's a tenter's dream, a tenter string between two trees, enclosed and off the ground, enclosed in netting and with a good-sized rain shield. Lightweight. Well, we talked with Rob Hart, whose Crazy Creek products seem to focus on keeping your butt off the boulders. So, a fun show, a great way to welcome the summer of hope. But first, the news. For those who still can't make up their mind about global warming, a report released late last week in conjunction with some high-ranking researchers with NASA gives you one last chance to be one of the last humans on the planet to warm up to the truth. The report says that the 21st century will experience a 1 degree Fahrenheit rise in temperature. But that's not all, or perhaps better put, but it could be much more than that. Climate change takes a long time to manifest, so although changes may seem small, they could spin out of control, their words, and bring temperature shifts ranging from 2.4 to over 10 degrees Fahrenheit. The primary cause is that the Earth is keeping 1 watt of energy more than it is returning to space. Therefore, through time, things warm up. The director of NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies, James Hansen, stated, "There can no longer be genuine doubt that human-made gases are the dominant cause of observed warming. This energy imbalance is the smoking gun that we have been looking for. So, that's the final word. Things are heating up on planet Earth." In a unique political maneuver, the House and Senate cleared the way for drilling in the Arctic Wildlife Refuge. Now, to be clear, they never actually voted on it. Rather, they mandated Congress to find clever ways to make money by saving money, or save money by making money, something like that, and decisions like this are not subject to Senate filibuster rules. Therefore, in plans laid by Senator Pete Domenici and Representative Richard Pombo to make money to save money, drilling for oil in the Arctic Wildlife Refuge. Hey, that's okay. Constituents who may have had ideas on how to make money by saving money or save money by making money are encouraged to send their ideas to Senator Pete Domenici and Representative Richard Pombo, who, like the President's wish to save Social Security, certainly are open to all good ideas. And Santa Claus is looking into hybrid reindeer in an effort to decrease greenhouse gases. The world's richest nations, like the United States, Europe, China, and Japan, feeling the effects of high oil prices, are encouraging everyone in the world to hurry up and quit using so much oil, because we can't afford it. With oil prices not yet fueling an inflationary spiral in the world economies, nevertheless, with the U.S. stating that high oil prices could be around for years, it's really just a matter of time. U.S. Energy Secretary Sam Bodman said at the Paris meeting, "Energy markets, as exemplified by current oil prices, are really a global problem that was many years in the making and undoubtedly many years in the solving. So, what are we waiting for? Let's make new energy our number one priority." So says Wildsmith, speaking about these events on the Wild Side News. Thinking about cloning your goldfish? Do it while you still can. California lawmakers rejected a recent proposal to ban the cloning of pets. Following the news that a San Francisco company, Genetic Savings and Clone Incorporated, recently collected final payments upon the delivery of a cloned pet dog to a Texas client who paid $50,000 for a new little Nicky, California legislators didn't have the stomach to potentially choke the life out of their $3 billion backing of stem cell research, the largest public green pool in the U.S. So, hurry up and get little Muffy to the clone shop before it's shut down. Bob Hunter, founder of Greenpeace, died recently after a long fight with prostate cancer. The journalist turned activist harnessed his sense of humor and media savvy to literally put his life on the line in the defense of nature. That line was crossed finally. May he now enjoy peace until he returns, if he thinks he's needed. Real California hunters were glad to help inaugurate a ban on online hunting, saying hunting over the internet is unethical and unsporting. Groups including the California Sportsmen's Association and Safari Club International said, "Not in our state. Not while we're here." The Texas business continues its trade in hunting by mouse clicks. And that nifty mother duck successfully hatched her 11 eggs in Washington, D.C., in Rock Creek National Park, where she was escorted to water with no fewer than three federal agencies accompanying her and her little quackies. Once at the river, the mother and goslings leapt into the new home, with one straggler, who didn't like water, left behind. But eventually, all 12 little mallard members set off on their next adventure. Good luck, little duckies. And that's the news. Makes you want to pack up your goods and head on out to the woods for a bit. Well, when you do, you might want to consider a great new way to do it, with an update on an old idea that makes camping easier, even in crowded woods. I'm peering down into a hammock, and in the hammock is a man, and the man is named Rob Hart. He's the chairman of Crazy Creek Products Incorporated out of Red Lodge, Montana. I'm kind of trying to awaken him here to talk about, in particular, his new product, that which I find kind of interesting. But let's talk about Crazy Creek first. Rob, let's talk about Crazy Creek and how it is you got into this thing and what Crazy Creek primarily promotes.
Crazy Creek Products started 18 years ago, and it all came because I was a mountain guide who wanted more comfort in the wilderness. So I bought a sewing machine, and I had an idea, and one thing led to another, and before I knew it, after a year of making prototypes, I decided I had to incorporate and sell the product myself.
So what kind of product was it that you needed more comfort with?
A seating product, so hence I made the first Crazy Creek chair, which is now synonymous with outdoor camping comfort.
And so this is a folding, lightweight, durable chair?
Correct.
If people wanted to look at that chair, where were they? How could they find that?
Well, they can look on our webpage, which is crazycreek.com, or they can go to one of their favorite specialty outdoor retailer stores, and I'm sure they'll find Crazy Creek products well displayed in any given store, from REI to Sports Chalet to a host of others that the list would be too long to name.
I'm going to turn my back on Rob. He's still in the hammock here. And as I look around, I see an array of unusual chairs. These unusual chairs that just kind of fold out and hang. Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Well, there's a large line of chairs. It starts with our Adventure line, which is the mainstay of Crazy Creek's products that I started with over 18 years ago. And that has evolved into chairs that incorporate sleeping pads. So it's a cover for a sleeping bag that makes it into a dual-use product. I've made chairs for canoes to make paddling more comfortable for one's back and rear side. And also I make them for sit-on-top kayaks as well.
Sounds like kind of a cush job.
Not bad. And we also now have a new line called the Air line, which incorporates an air bladder within the chair, and when you're using air, it's all fluid instead of sitting on foam or foam with air. And ours has a new adjustable valve which will let you dial in your comfort level, so you can go from firm to medium to all the way to almost like a flat tire if you prefer, but they will all keep you comfortable. It's a bladder that encapsulates air, and one with a unique valve, one can just tap on the valve and the air will release at a given rate to where all of a sudden you say, ah, that's perfect.
You spend a lot of time enjoying yourself, don't you? But here's the deal. From what I understand, you've got a new product coming out. Actually, it's an improvement on an existing product. And it's the product that you're lying in right now. And that's why it's been kind of a difficult. My arm is actually going to sleep as I stick my arm over the hammock edge to talk with Rob in the hammock. Talk about this hammock, because it's really quite interesting. It caught my eye. It's one of these products at the conference here that definitely catches your attention.
Well, this is our new version, LEX Ultralight. And being ultralight seems to be what more people who are traveling into the wilderness or backcountry today, and even car camping and boating camping, want things to be lighter and just as durable as something that is heavy. So I put myself in the position of creating one that now, from my previous model, is 1 pound lighter. And may not sound like a lot, but 1 pound is 1 pound, because some people just care about a few ounces. And it's a lighter weight material. It's a full bug netting that encapsulates the hammock. We still have left the amenity for a sleeve that you can put in your desired type of sleeping pad, whether it be a self-inflating or just a straight foam pad. And I changed the tarps material from a 1.9-ounce ripstop nylon to a 30D, which is for denier, Cordura high tenacity silicone impregnated nylon, which is one step above what a normal parachute type nylon is. It's the strongest there is on the market today.
So this is a classic hammock, except this is supported by straps that you would put around any two supporting poles, which could be trees or other supports. Then it has a little circular loop that easily allows the mosquito netting to kind of slide up over you to keep you free from the bugs. And then, of course, over all of that is the rain shield that keeps you dry in inclement weather. And the thing I can definitely appreciate about it is the fact that this does not weigh very much, probably doesn't take much room, and it is pretty easy to put up and keeps you off the ground. It's a really miraculous little device.
Well, thank you for that observation. Yes. What is unique about this from all other hammocks is we are the only hammock that attaches to its desired anchor position or post via straps and a parachute-type buckle. So one doesn't have to be caught up in thinking that they mistied the knot. It's very user-friendly, And so when you get into it, you know you're secure. And in using straps instead of knots along with the buckle, you can tension it to your desired tension level. So if you want to have a classic hammock banana type frame to your body and be in that position, then that's easily done. But if you want to make it as taut as possible, that's just as easily done.
So it's kind of a release and tug and then tying it back in through the buckle.
Correct. And the buckle is very user-friendly. We try to make things at Crazy Creek comfortable and user-friendly.
Well, look at the owner.
Here I am. I really do enjoy my work.
He's got his feet up here. He's got some sandals on. He's lying here in his shorts with a big grin on his face. That's the biggest smile I think I've seen here yet. If people want to get a product like this, what are they going to have to put out?
Just south of $200.
Okay, so about $1.99 times 100, huh? Well, Rob Hart, I want to thank you for whatever it is you've been doing here, taking it easy and having a great discussion about your new product, and I look forward to seeing this around.
Okay, well, I look forward to hearing this on the internet radio.
There you have it. Bye.
And since we're talking about getting out, I have a free gift to the first person who can send me an email with Air Grill Blower in the subject line. The Air Grill Blower is a small hand-cranked high-velocity blower that takes those morning coals and blows them into the fire that brews that first cup of Java in the morning. So it's yours free if you're the first person to email me right now, Air Grill Blower. Put that in your subject line and send it to Wildside News at cox.net. That's WILDSIDENEWS at COX.net. When we return, we enter the Wonder Zone. It's the story of the year. It's the miracle of the ivory-billed woodpecker. Here on your Voice of the Earth on the Wild Side News.